Dedo de esto. They would not be to Vishnu.
But they would not be to Vishnu.
They'd be to the different devis.
They'd be to the different devis.
And somehow they would install some temporary deity or dolls.
And they would install some temporary deities, some dolls.
And then after some days of puja fell in the river.
And then after some days of puja, they would throw them in the river.
So they didn't worship the eternal Lord.
So they didn't worship the eternal Lord.
They were all into this temporary worship.
They were all into this temporary worship.
And they wanted, and that their goal was have money.
Their goal was to earn money.
Have a good house.
Have a good house.
Have nice children.
Have nice children.
Be educated.
Be educated.
And all material sense gratification.
You know, all material sense gratification.
They didn't think of anything beyond this.
They didn't think anything beyond this.
And if they have cultivated that the name of Vishnu is very pure, so nobody can chant it.
And
the name of Vishnu is very pure.
The name of Vishnu is very pure, so nobody can chant it.
Only time you're allowed to chant.
The only time you're allowed to chant
is when you're in the Ganges.
Is when you're in the Ganges.
Because they thought the Ganges is pure.
Because they thought the Ganges is pure.
So it purifies you.
So it purifies you.
So you can chant the holy names.
So you can chant the holy name.
Of Vishnu.
Of Vishnu.
Otherwise not.
Otherwise not.
And so like a Guru Sai or
so Advaita
Shivas Thakur.
Advaita Gosai, Shivas Thakur.
They were so against them.
They were so against them.
Advaita Gosai was the senior of the Brahmins, so.
But Advaita Gosai was the senior of the Brahmanas.
So generally they wouldn't talk to him face to face.
So generally they wouldn't talk to him face to face.
But behind his back they criticized.
But behind his back they criticized.
But Shivas Thakur.
But Shivas Thakur.
He didn't have that protection.
He didn't have that protection.
So at some point people said.
So at some point people said.
Throw him out! Throw him out!
Throw him out! Throw him out!
He will bring us misfortune.
He will bring us misfortune.
The Mughal Emperor will come down and burn our houses.
The Mughal Emperor will come down and burn our houses.
Because of this person's offenses.
Because of this person's offenses.
He's chanting the name of Vishnu out loud. He's doing kirtan out loud.
He's chanting the names of Vishnu.
Throw him out!
He's doing kirtan.
Throw him out!
Throw him out! Throw him out!
This was the situation then.
This was the situation then.
So the devotees were going to Advaita, what to do, what to do.
So the devotees were going to Advaita, what to do, what to do.
My name is Advaita. My name is Advaita.
My name is Advaita.
It means non-different.
It means non-different.
So if there's any meaning to my name,
so if there's any meaning to my name,
I will bring down the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
I will bring down the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
He's the only one that can save these infidels.
He's the only one who can save these infidels.
If I can't bring him down,
if I can't bring him down,
I'll manifest 4 hours.
I'll manifest 4 hours.
And I'll chop these people down, chop them down, finish.
And I'll chop these people down, I'll chop them down. Finished.
So he began to fast.
So he began to fast.
And worship the Shaligram Shila.
And worship the Shaligram Shila.
With Ganges water and Tulsi Manjaris.
With Ganges water and Tulsi Manjaris.
And then he would loudly cry out.
And then he would not only cry out.
He would loudly cry out.
He would loudly cry out.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And it went on day, his loud chanting, his tapasya, his worship.
And it would go on, his tapasya, his chanting, his worship.
His loud chanting would cracking the universal shell.
But his loud chanting was cracking the universal shell.
And was vibrating even in the spiritual world.
And it was vibrating even in the spiritual world.
So, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna Chaitanya, he agreed.
So Lord Krishna Chaitanya, he agreed.
I'll come down.
I'll come down.
And somehow Advaita, he got the message.
And somehow Advaita, he got the blessings.
He got the message.
He got the message.
So, then he told everyone.
Then he told everyone.
The Lord is coming.
The Lord is coming.
The Lord is coming.
The Lord is coming.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But no one knew when.
But no one knew when.
No one knew where.
No one knew where.
But they knew.
But they knew.
He was coming.
He was coming.
At that time, Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra.
Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. Who are non-different from Devaki and Vasudev.
Are not different from Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
Who are non-different from Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
They had eight daughters. But each daughter died soon after birth.
But each daughter died soon after birth.
So, and Jagannath Mishra and his wife, they did a special puja.
So Jagannath Mishra and his wife did a special puja
to Lord Vishnu.
To Lord Vishnu.
To get a male child.
To get a male child.
Who would survive.
Who would survive.
And then Vishwarup.
And then Vishwarup.
The expansion of Sankarshan.
The expansion of Sankarshan.
He came.
He came.
And then in the month of Maag.
Then in the month of Maag. Jagannath Mishra, he had a dream
that there was a white light
that
came into his mind,
that came into his mind,
went to his heart, transferred to the heart of Sachimata, and in this way, she was expected.
She was expecting.
They didn't have any physical connection as such.
They didn't have any physical connection as such.
It was all done transcendentally.
It was all done transcendentally.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
And the Supreme Personality of Godhead
was situated in her womb.
Was situated
in her womb.
In her womb.
So while she was expecting, the devas came from the celestial planets.
The devas came from the celestial planets.
And they began to offer their prayers.
And they began to offer their prayers.
We are your devotees from the celestial planets.
We are your devotees from the celestial planets.
But we don't need any material blessings. We have enough material sense gratification. We have only two problems. One is that sometimes we're attacked by demons. And we have to fight them off. They try to take over the celestial planets by force. And the other problem. Is that we have so much sense gratification.
That we forget
to worship you. We heard that you are coming in this avatar. To give your blessings of pure Krishna bhakti.
Freely. So we pray to you.
Please don't forget your devotees from the celestial planets. Please give us your blessings.
And Lord Chaitanya.
Gives on these devotees from heavenly planets.
He played games on these devotees from the heavenly planets. Although they were invisible to the human beings.
He would make their shadows visible. To Satchimata. So she started seeing shadows going around in her room. And she started chanting. Narasimha mantras. Oh, Brahmi, Ramaha, Vishnu, Jalandam, Zaradam, Mukham, Asangham, Vishnam, Bhattam, Mityam, Mityam, Namaham. So the devas went. And how could she see us? And they figured out it was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So on the Gaur Purnima. How many 500 how many?
529 years ago.
Lord God. At that time there was a lunar eclipse. And when that eclipse is normally considered inauspicious.
And a lunar eclipse is normally considered inauspicious.
What was the system in an eclipse?
But what was the system in an eclipse?
And all the people would go waist deep in the Ganges.
All the people would go waist deep in the Ganges.
And being in the Ganges, they would chant.
And being in the Ganges, they would chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Nama Krishna Jaya Nama. Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan.
Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudan.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare
Rama.
And Shivas Thakur.
And Shivas Thakur.
He was thinking, what an auspicious day.
He was thinking, what an auspicious day.
Everybody's chanting the holy names.
Everybody is chanting the holy names.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Even the Muslims were listening.
Even the Muslims were listening.
And they made fun. They made fun.
And then they made fun.
See how the Hindus are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
See how the Hindus are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
So somehow or another, everybody was chanting the holy names.
So some way or other, everybody was chanting the holy names.
So when Lord Chaitanya came into this world.
So when Lord Chaitanya came into this world.
He didn't need the moon.
He didn't need the moon.
He is the source of millions of moons.
He's the source of millions of moons.
And the whole city was chanting the holy names.
And the whole city was chanting the holy names.
That was the situation when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
That was the situation when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
And so then Mother Sachi, she was in the little hut.
So when Mother Sachi, she was in the little hut.
To give childbirth.
To give childbirth.
She, at that time, all the ladies, all the neighborhood ladies, brahmanas, they came all dressed up to see the newborn baby.
At that time, all the neighboring brahmana ladies, they came dressed up to see the newborn baby.
Taking that opportunity. Some of the ladies from the heavenly planets came.
Some of the ladies from the heavenly planets came.
Dressed up as Brahmin ladies.
Dressed up as Brahmin ladies.
And came to see the Lord.
And came to see the Lord.
So, Jagannath Mishra, he was so happy.
So Jagannath Mishra, he was so happy.
That he had big feast, you know, where he could in donations to the brahmanas, to the different people.
He had a big feast and he gave out whatever was possible to the brahmanas and to the people.
While his wife was pregnant.
While his wife was pregnant.
She started to become brilliant and effulgent.
She started becoming really effulgent.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And people just came up to him and handed him money.
And people just came up to him and handed him money.
So, although he was a poor Brahmin.
So, although he was a poor Brahmana.
Somehow Lakshmi was coming to his house.
Somehow Lakshmi was coming to his house.
Because of the coming of Lord Chaitanya.
Because of the coming of Lord Chaitanya.
Lakshmi also wanted to serve Lord Chaitanya.
Lakshmi also wanted to serve Lord Chaitanya.
Like this, the whole world was chanting.
So like this, the whole world was chanting.
And then spontaneously, Advaita and Haridas started, they started dancing.
And then spontaneously, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur started dancing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I tell these details every year.
So I tell these details every year.
We're doing the Chaitanya book.
We're doing the Chaitanya book.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
And I have the Krishna book.
And like the Krishna book.
So we take all our series of 7 books, 8 books.
So we take from 6 or 7 or 8 books.
Whichever has a particular lila.
Whichever has a particular lila.
And combine that.
And combine that.
And give the entire lila.
And give the entire lila.
So in this occurrence day, every book more or less gives something.
So in this appearance day, every book more or less gives something.
But each writer doesn't want to offend any other writer.
But each writer doesn't want to offend any other writer.
So they don't write anything that's in the other book.
So they don't write anything that's in the other book.
They just maybe give a slight mention.
He just maybe gave a very slight mention.
And so you don't get the whole pastime unless you read all the books.
So you don't get the whole pastime unless you read all the books.
So that's not very practical for most people.
So that's not very practical for most people.
Since so we're trying to combine all those books.
So we're trying to combine all those books
to make a comprehensive Chaitanya Lila book.
To make a comprehensive Chaitanya Lila book.
And simple, less lengthy purports.
And simple, less lengthy purports.
Just like Krishna book.
Just like Krishna book.
More or less.
More or less.
Right now,
a few weeks ago,
we did the disappearance of Dada Mishra.
We did the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra.
And maybe not completely keeping, but it shows.
It may not be completely keeping, but it shows
how everything that the Lord did.
How everything that the Lord did
was transcendental.
Was transcendental.
And how his pastimes are like live dramas.
And how his pastimes are like live dramas.
And how he enacts the different things that go on.
And how he connects the different things that go on.
So he was only 9 years old.
So he was only 9 years old.
He had taken his Brahman thread, his Upanayanam.
He had taken his Brahman thread, his Upanayanam.
His brother had left home as a sannyasi.
His brother left home as a sannyasi.
And he was allowed to go to school.
And he was allowed to go to school.
One day his father came home.
One day his father came home
after studying in his own guru's ashram.
After studying in his own guru's ashram.
He came home.
He came home.
And he suddenly got a very high fever.
And he suddenly got a very high fever.
And in those days, there were not so much medical recourse.
And in those days, there was not so much medical recourse.
So his fever was so high.
So his fever was so high.
That Satchimata became apprehensive.
That Satchimata became apprehensive.
And she started to cry.
And she started to cry.
But Lord Chaitanya.
But Lord Chaitanya.
He said, why are you crying for him?
He said, why are you crying for him?
My dear mother.
My dear mother.
Everyone in this world.
Everyone in this world
has to die.
Has to die.
The Himalayan mountains, the oceans.
The Himalayan mountains, the oceans.
Indra.
Indra.
Varuna.
Varuna.
Agnidev.
Agnidev.
Everyone leaves.
Everyone leaves.
At some point.
At some point.
So. There's no reason to lament, even if he leaves.
So there's no reason to lament, even if he leaves.
But you should call his friends, his relatives.
But you should call his friends and relatives.
And they should sit around him and chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
And they should sit around him and chant the Hare Krishna
mantra. What else are friends for?
What else are friends for?
Times like this to chant.
Times like this to chant. So she went out and quickly got the friends and relatives. And they went around Jagannath Mishra and they were chanting.
Call all the elders, some of the wives.
And a couple of the elders and some of the wives. They could see that he was very serious.
So they decided to take him by the side of the Ganges.
So they decided to take him by the side of the Ganges.
Her mother Sachi.
Mother Sachi.
She grabbed on his lotus feet.
She grabbed on his lotus feet.
She was crying.
And she was crying.
If you go.
If you go.
You should take. I should do.
You should take us with you.
I have always been serving at your side.
I have always been serving at your side.
In your meeting, in your household.
In your eating, in your household.
In your resting.
In your resting.
At every time I've always been serving you.
At every time I've always been serving you.
So you are now.
So if you go now.
Take me with you.
Take me with you.
I want to also go.
I want to also go.
Look at your son.
Look at your son.
He is the glory of the whole world.
He is the glory of the whole world.
How can you leave him?
How can you leave him?
And then, Dushanbhar.
Then Dushanbhar.
He grabbed his father's feet also.
He grabbed his father's feet also.
He said.
And he said.
If you go.
If you go.
Who will I call daddy in my house?
Who will I call daddy in my house?
And who will take me affectionately with his hand?
And who will take me affectionately with his hand?
To study.
To study.
To take prasadam.
To take prasadam.
That one is that called. His son.
So Jagannath Mishra told his son,
I have to tell you this.
I have to tell you this.
Without telling you.
Without telling you.
If It's not right.
It's not right.
I pray to Lord Ramchandra.
I pray to Lord Ramachandra.
To take care of you.
To take care of you.
And you'll be under his protection.
And you'll be under his protection.
He just is a son of God. He doesn't have any idea who his son is.
He didn't have any idea who his son is.
He was absorbed in the parental relationship.
He was absorbed in the parental relationship.
So I prayed, he said.
So I prayed, he said.
To Raghupati Ram.
To Raghupati Ram.
To protect you.
To protect you.
So you'll have no problem.
So you'll have no problem.
You'll be under his protection.
You'll be under his protection.
And then they went to bring him up and put him waist deep in the Ganges.
And they picked his father up and put him waist deep in the Ganges.
And around him all the men began chanting.
And around him all the men began chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Jagannath Mishra was also chanting.
And Jagannath Mishra was also chanting.
Now, if you want to go and sit back to this world.
Now,
if he wanted,
he could go directly back to the spiritual world.
But he went through this death lila.
But he went through this death lila.
Just to teach others.
Just to teach others.
So he chanted the holy names.
So he chanted the holy names.
And left his body.
And left his body.
And a special airplane came down.
And a special airplane came down.
A celestial
airplane.
Took him and brought him up to the spiritual world.
Took him and brought him up to the spiritual world.
To Golok Vrindavan.
To Golok Vrindavan.
And then then they took his lifeless body.
Then they took his lifeless body.
And that time,
and at that time,
Vishwambhar
was crying,
and it said that from his lotus eyes,
and it was saying that from his lotus eyes,
tears came out like pearls. Like Jajamanis.
Like Jajamanis.
Special big size black white pearls.
Special big size black white pearls.
They formed a necklace.
And they formed a necklace.
Around his chest.
Around his chest.
And everyone was chanting the holy names.
So everyone was chanting the holy names.
And they put his body on the funeral pyre and did the final rites.
And then they put his body on the funeral pyre and did the final rites.
Now, and I told Mother that there's nothing to worry about, I'll be with you.
Now Nimai told his mother that there's nothing to worry about, I'll be with you.
And in the fire yagya.
And they did a fire yagya.
For the father. And gave out prasadam.
To everyone.
So it says anyone who hears the pastime.
So it said, anyone who hears this pastime. Their heart becomes freed from all suffering.
And they get awaken to the wonderful nature of Lord Chaitanya.
and they get awakened to the wonderful nature of Lord Chaitanya. So all the different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
The ones which are apparently heavy.
The ones which are apparently heavy.
Or the ones who are rejoicing that he came into this world.
Or the ones in which they are rejoicing that he came into this world.
They're all filled with transcendental bliss.
They're all filled with transcendental bliss.
And they realize how wonderful it is.
And we realize how wonderful it is
to be in Lord Chaitanya's movement.
To be in Lord Chaitanya's movement.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Who is the next person?
Who's the next person?
Is he here?
So Lord Chaitanya had predicted
that he would send his devotee.
That he would send his devotee.
After 500 years.
After 500 years.
To reach the message.
To preach the message.
Of the holy names.
Of the holy names.
In those countries which he didn't go.
In those countries to which he didn't go.
So because of that, we have the great mercy to be under the shelter of Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.